Oh wow, we are live. And yes, so we're gonna have a special guest, and we do. We're going to
Very special.
Keeneland, so I kicked Truck Stop Burrito, Mr. AJ Ryder, to the curb. I'm bringing in the big guns. I'm bringing in the Ridge, the OG, the original, Mr. G. Randall Johnson. What's up, Randy?
The big guns. Thanks for having me, Tom. Always a pleasure to be on Off the Rail. You know me. Big fan of the show. I am. You
Oh,
know,
well,
I'm a
thank you.
big fan. I watched one about a year ago and I liked it. So,
Hey,
thanks for having
hey,
me on.
we just hit 1,000 subscribers on the old YouTube channel, so thank you and all the friends for putting us over the edge. That's it's a lot of stuff. So yeah, we're off the rail 2 weeks in a row. We're going to Keelan. Keelan paid huge last week. We didn't have it. Our guy D-Rest, I don't know if he's out there. He did have that 100, I think it was like a $115 winner in the first race, and he called it in the chat. So D-Rest, if you're out there, man, nice work, buddy.
Oh, that D-Rest, I'll tell you. He does do that. Wow, I already see that already. Dennis Charles, you got an AJ, you look a lot weaker this week. That's really odd to say, weaker. I don't know if that's,
Weaker. That's an odd
yeah,
thing,
that's
yeah.
odd. I mean, I don't know what that is. We're pretty much the same size. I don't know. But anyway, thank you, trustee. But you're right. But yeah, D-Rest, good job. But no one hit that, Tom. Don't feel bad.
No, that was, we said there was going to be prices. Sure as hell weren't our prices, but we're going back to the Keelan doesn't run all year, so we got to take it when we can get it here and off the rail. So we're gonna check out the last four races, have some fun with it. Looks like it's actually going to be dry for the first time in some time. So excellent. Armchairs in the house. So yeah, we're gonna check out race five. I'll start us off. We're going to be going a mile on that beautiful, beautiful Keeneland grass. And this race is a starter allowance for $55,000.
Tom, how is the Keeneland grass?
How is it? It's not synthetic, so you're supposed to ask me how I like synthetic grass, and
I
then that's
know
when
it
I
kind of
say.
leads into a different joke, but see, this is what you got to understand.
And this is what I say. I don't know about synthetic grass. I've never smoked it.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about Keeneland grass. You could have done the same joke, Tom. You just change it up a little bit. All right.
Gotcha.
No,
Gotcha.
go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's a good
Trying to
one. And
lead you in, man.
I did have a synthetic grass joke for later on, and with one of the horses that I like. So you
I'm
read my
sure.
mind.
I
So
stole your thunder.
we are going a mile longer than I can walk, or Randy can even drive. I'm gonna hit with the, gonna start with the eight. Dreamful had nice form down at Tampa. Gets a jockey change, which I do like. A little bit of a step up. I'm not too concerned about it. It's a very decent turf horse, and this horse also likes running a mile. I also am gonna go with the nine. She has closing speed, which I love my closers. I love my grass closers too. And she likes been doing just looking at these turf horses. You got to look at every single detail. So this horse has run. She's been all in the money. She's run the mile on the turf four times. She's hit the board three out of those four times, really. And she hit 114 last time out, which is pretty damn impressive for a horse of this caliber. And I'm closing out. I'm going to play this as my trifecta as well. The 10, Runaway Rocket. She broke her maiden here at Keeneland at this very distance, on this very track, on the sweet, sweet Keeneland grass. So I went 8, 9, 10 in race five, Randy.
8, 9, 10. That's really funny because I looked at all the horses you talked about here with the 8, 9, 10, and I really went back and forth. But then I started playing angles of Keeneland. So you know what's going on right now, and I don't want to be like you guys were last week and get caught off guard for a big price. So I went a little bigger here, and the first one I'll say is I'm going to go with the 7 Hat Tip. At 15-1, I think this horse may have forgotten how to win. Don't get me wrong, but numbers are very, very, very solid. And at 15-1, solid numbers off a layoff. Give me him at 15 to 1 because this is Keeneland right now. So I'm going to take the seven hat tip. The other one I'm going to take is my mate, Marmite. Is that what it is? My mate, Matreon.
Oh, yeah, the British horse.
My mate, Marmite, I believe. Yes, the British horse. I'm going to go there. Pratt jumps on here from McCarthy. Not great numbers since coming over to the States, but 1-2 out of 3. So, I mean, who cares? It's a head scratcher here. And also at 10-1 is a little bit of a head scratcher. And you know me, I do like to play those head scratchers. So, you sure do. Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm going to play that one too. So I'm going 15-1, 10-1 right off the bat. And then I'm going to go up to a little bit chalky-ish with Yellens here. Sharp is due. Joe Sharp has great numbers around this time at Keeneland. Always does. Look this up. And the numbers for this horse, they're good. They're good. I mean, they're actually great. 1 mile may be a distance best for this horse. I think this horse is deservable favorite here. I think will be the chalk.
I'm sure.
And more of that.
No, that's a good horse. Yeah, I went a little. I think my 9 and 10 are 8 to 1. So we're shooting dice here for some prices. Yeah, I think the 2 and the 8 will probably be the favorites. Your 2 and my 8 will probably go off as. Might not be his co-favorite. Still could be the favorite. 8 will be probably second favorite. You went out, Randy. I can't hear you. I don't know if.
I muted myself because I coughed. Sorry, I didn't turn it back on.
No, that's okay. But nobody's listening to you anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis, for telling me I'm muted. Prada and Closers is deadly. I'm going to put that up real quick. Yeah, you see that, Trusty? By the way, what I tell you about Pratt? He's going to go there and dominate. He's going to. But anyway, yeah, so I'm going a couple bombs there, and I'm going to go with, I think, the favorite and a couple bombs. It's Keeneland, so let's go.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
So 2-7-11 for me.
2-7-11. I went sequential 8-9-10. All right. Cool. Moving along. Race 6, we are going over to the dirt, $30,000 claiming race. Randy, you want to start us out?
Yeah, sure thing. I'll go here. And this will be easy for me because I'm going to single. And this is where I'm going to try to make my ticket be cheaper. And I am singling all day. Beep, beep the 2. I am going to single this horse, second off a layoff. I think this is what I would call, and maybe I'll coin this phrase, a confidence break. And I think that's what this horse is doing here. I think could sit off the leaders, and I think it's a good horse. And I think the leader will be the 5, Rang, which yep. I could play, maybe. But if I'm going to single and try to get a lot in the other ones, I will single this 2 here. I think this horse looks good, can sit there. I just think this of the value of all this of the sequence, this is the one. Beep beep
beep beep. All right, with gets Talano back. Good. All right, hey, I do like your 5. You have mentioned the 5. I agree with you 100%. I think that horse is going to be running. That horse is going to take the lead. Hey, it's an Empire Maker horse. Could also wire the field. We're only going 7 furlongs here. I like Lacey Gaudet and Irad. Obviously, Irad Lacey Gaudet is a one of my Mid-Atlantic trainers that I like. Nice horse. Last time out ran on a sloppy track on January 1st at Laurel and finished very well. And I'm surprised you didn't like this horse here. The 6, Randy, one of your angles, first time gelded, and also of a nice, nice long layoff. notable exception. This horse might be running last, but I do one thing that we all learn from each other. One time you have taught me is like that those first time geldings, and we both have made some money off of those. So I'm gonna take the six and the five here.
Yeah, and coming back pretty quickly after the geld, which I do like. Oh, good call there. So you're going 5-6. I do like that five. And like I said, I'll probably really play that if I don't single. But for now, I'm going with the single. But I do think five is lone speed. So, yeah. All right.
Yeah. And five could. Thanks, Dennis. Yeah, five could wire, like I was saying. It looks like it's actually going to be dry. So that's a good, that's a very good thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I love it. Yeah, so, all right.
Beep, beep.
Moving right along.
You just wanted to say that. I thought you were going to do your Roadrunner impression.
There you go.
Race seven, another nice long race. We're going a mile and 16th on the Keeneland dirt. No, Randy, I've never – Keeneland grass. And no, Randy, I've never smoked the Keeneland grass, so I can't tell you how it is. No. Listen to this. I think we're going $130,000 allowance race for the first 6 months of off the rail. I don't think all of the races that we did added up to $130,000. So this is not Will Rogers Downs. No offense to your Will Rogers Downs fans out there. So race seven, I'm going to just give a tip of my cap. I'm not going to play this horse, but we do have a Derby horse running here in like the King. I don't like the positioning of this horse, but I'm just notating that, hey, we've got a Derby horse running in this race. So it's kind of cool. Now I just sound like AJ. I'm telling you all the horses that I don't play. I do like the eight. Actually ran on the undercard on Derby Day last year, Invader. Johnny B is in the irons, very, very good turf horse. Ran second at Keeneland and really likes this distance as well. Definitely likes it going a mile and longer. Another horse I like here is the 10, Beacon Hill. Michael Matz and turf. Michael Matz is dangerous on turf. I think this is a very good placement for this particular horse. Ran here at Keeneland. We're putting Joelle in the irons here. Thank you very much. This horse has hit the board 4 out of 5 times on the green. Really like this horse. I was hoping to get a little bit of a better price. And I'm going to play three horses here. I like the 9, Pine. I can't read my handwriting. Is it Pine? No.
No.
Thank you. It's another gelding horse. This horse has hit the board. Talk about good form. Holy shit. This horse has hit the board 7 out of 8 times. Running really well. So I went 8, 9, and 10. Another sequential form.
Tom, let me tell you, Pine Knoll has hit the board 11 out of 14 times. Give him some credit. 11.
I just went with the last 8. That's better odds. That's kind of a better ratio.
Even better. But okay.
But I like where you're going.
So, oh no, I didn't think that was. so what was that for you, Tom? What'd you play?
Went 8, 9, and 10.
8, 9, 10 for you. All right. Wait, didn't you play 8, 9, 10 in the last race as well?
In race 5, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is
about 8, 9, 10 in the couple races.
Well, and let me just say, I think this was also the horse. This was also the race where I love all the also eligibles. At 13, 14, and 15, I love every single one of them. But I don't think they're gonna be out there.
Well, yeah, unless you get a scratch. All right. Yeah. All right. So you ready for mine here?
Sure.
All right, I do have the 8 with you, and that's my last one. And I do have to say, D-Rest, I feel it's always weird that D-Rest always goes ahead of me. And D-Rest, I did not take this horse. I picked him before you said it. But I'm going to go with your horse right off the rip. And that's a 7, Gray's Creek. And D-Rest talked about this earlier. Long layoff, but trainers' numbers are fine with that. Race against better. And I think it's been very, very competitive. 8-1. How could you forget him? D-Rest likes that horse too. And I'll put up why he liked him in a second. And the next one, I'm going to go deep in this one. I'm going deep. I do like the king. I guess I do like the king as well. New trainer layoff is a good thing here. Pratt jumps on. Distance not a problem. And we did see this, I think. I think Pratt over there is doing well. Cass Pratt, I can't not play that horse at 6-1. I know people aren't giving him love. It might be an overlay. Got to play the horse there. So I'm going to go with the 4 as well. And that's Camp Hope. I think if you throw a line through that last start, he's the favorite by far, might be the most talented here. It's another horse with a layoff, which it seems like a lot of them are common at this point.
Yeah.
This horse wins at Keeneland with big numbers, is a must-use with Camp Hope. Can't put him off. And the 8, which you talked about, like I said, Invader could steal it. That's all I'm going to say for that. So I'm going to go 4 deep here, which is unlike me. But I did do the single in the last race, so I'm going to go in order 1, 4, 7, 8.
Yeah, that 4. You're right, Randy. 2 for 2 on the sweet turf here at Keeneland.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I can't throw him out because of that. This is a tough race. This is the hardest.
It is. You could, and that's why I really like Kentucky Ghost, the 14, out of Ghost Zapper. And with that, really, really like his closing speed. And I also kind of like the 15, Spanish Kingdom, out of Animal Kingdom. Just lost, came in third by a head at Fairgrounds. But like I said, if any of those also eligibles make it in, I think they're going to hit the board.
Yeah, and you think that maybe one, you got the 31 shot. I don't know. We'd have to ask Trusty's out there. Trusty, anybody scratching and going to another race in 3 days, let us know. Because that's really what it will come to. So
we'll right. See right. That. Yeah. Because we're not, like I said, we're not going to see any weather. Fortunately or unfortunately.
Yeah.
See, Dennis likes the 7. Not Alex, not Tom. Okay. We're moving along.
Yeah. Well, let's go.
Why don't you start us out? We're going to go to race 8, and this is a maiden claiming race. We're going 6 furlongs.
All right, now speed here at Keeneland. You know I love my speed, so speed. That's what it's been. That's what it's been forever. So how can I not play 2 horses that are, I guess, around the favorites, and one will be, I think. And that's the 4, first off. And that is Lapis Lazuli, I believe, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and that's the 4 there. I think it will be close. If not on the lead, Talamo can get him out. Not worried about that. But we'll be challenged by the real speed, which is the 5.
Yes.
And that's fully connected. So, I mean, DeSormo Graham combo, can't knock it. I'm going to go with that. I'm just going straight 4-5. I'm going straight speed, 4-5. I think they'll have the lead of turn. I know there's some speed from the outside. I don't know if they'll be able to clear. I don't care if they will. They're going to take too much effort to clear. So I'm going to go 4-5 all day long. And that's Lapis Lazuli and fully connected. So I'm going 4-5 in my last.
All right, Randy goes 4-5. I do, just to piggyback off you, I do really like that 5 as well, fully connected. Ask Musin lost it in a claim about a month and a half ago, but DeSormo's no slouch. I think that's a good combo, like you had mentioned, Jimmy Graham, the Irishman, and DeSormo. And we're only going six furlongs. I think this horse can break its maiden here. I also like the 8 Art Heist. We have a look who this horse lost to. Just kind of a interesting Cyberknife lost broke his maiden against Art Heist back in November. We've got Tyler Gaff on the back in the irons for the 8. I think this horse might go off as the favorite. And I'm also going to just take a stab at, we have a couple first timers, and we saw actually for what it's worth, we did see a couple Jimmy Creed horses out of Jimmy Creed win here at Keeneland this meet. And actually your boy D Rest, the horse that he won on last week, was a Jimmy Creed horse. So I do like the 11 Hearns, just kind of taking a stab as a first timer looking at the pedigree. So I went 5, 8, 11 here.
5, 8, 11. All right. Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. You're kind of going speed too, because 11 is speed. I just worry about him clearing. But yeah. All right. No, that's
good. Yeah. I mean, I think the 5 and 11 might be, like you had mentioned, the 5 is probably going to be breaking out. And if the 11 unraced horse, who knows, could not, something funky could happen in the gate. Who the hell knows with these first timers, but every once in a while.
Well, that was really quick. We just did the pick 4 in 21 minutes. So Tom, we can open it up at this point. I think, what do you think? I think we should open it up for people to talk about what they like and things like that and ask us questions. Not that they want to know, but let's recap really quick your picks.
Yeah, let's man. So we raced 5 1-mile on the Keeneland grass. I went 8, 9, and 10.
And I went 2, 7, 11.
Race 6, I went 5, 6.
And I went, I said 6, but I might do 5, 6 as well.
I thought you went with the 2 here.
Wait, race 6. Oh, 2. Sorry, 2, 5 as well. Sorry. I was copying your picks. That's what I do.
You're right. Oh, boy. Well, then we're all in for it. Race 7, 1 mile and 16th. This is the this is that horse that or this is that race where King is in. I went 8, 9, 10,
and I went deep. I went 1, 4, 7, 8.
And last race, I closed it out with 5, 8, 11 on six furlongs on the dirt.
And you went, what was that like? You did, what'd you say?
I said 5, 8, and 11.
8, 11. Okay, and I went 4, 5. All right. All right, there it is.
Yeah.
So I guess since we're done in 23 minutes, everybody out there that, I guess, Tom, what do you think? It's your show. You tell me.
No, I just like how we're doing, taking a break from doing some of the tracks that we generally do, like parks and some of the smaller tracks. Keeneland's only running, like I said, it has that such a brief period of time, and let's take advantage of this beautiful track, and let's do it on Off the Rail. We'll be going back to our regularly scheduled programming in next week or two. But I'm happy to see my guy Armchair likes Hearns as well. And that's, I wonder if that's, what do you think? That's Tommy Hearns, named after Tommy Hearns, Randy?
The Motor City, Cobra, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
It? Yeah. I hope so, because not a better big giant middleweight, right? Was he a middleweight? Yeah.
Middle. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Now there's 15 divisions. But.
And then what? Boxing, though. And then we've got you guys did a show last night with Joe in place of me, right? You for the weekly show, I guess that's going to be dropped out at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Weekly show
coming out. Yeah, it's coming out right after this. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, our normal weekly show, it was a good time, and we do some fun stuff there. I mean, we just go over the news. You know, people that are watching know.
Oh yeah,
Yeah. We go over the news, we go over the races, recaps, and then we did a little fun skit of we do Columbo Clown, which I interrogate them and ask them questions.
One more thing.
I was just wondering about this, and yeah, we do that. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's had a lot of, if anybody is interested, we do have had a really good conversation with Cameron from Fantech, as hopefully everybody knows. They're our sponsors. Hey, Toast Man, hope to see you in about a month or so, man. At the track, it's looking good. I was out there the other day. Fantech is getting so many jockeys. It's great. So check that out. Fan-tac.com. He's actually going to be having some gear at some of the tracks with the jockeys. And from what I understand, maybe some Triple Clowns gear will be at some of the tracks. So that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Fantac is doing a great job. There's a lot of good things coming out with them. Check them out. So the interesting question right here. And you know, for some reason, I never can avoid a Bob Baffert question.
Never.
Showing up. No, I mean, he's following the rules of his suspension.
It's walking line.
His suspension does not include going to sales. So no, I don't.
Especially
I don't
Florida.
Violated. I mean, I think it just goes to show you that he's not going away. He's not. I mean, was Peter Miller at the sales? You know, I mean, if he was, then I'd say, okay, that's weird. And I don't know, maybe he is. I think we're showing that Bob Baffert isn't going away. But he didn't violate, if it's not in the rules that he can't go to sales, he can't go to here in California, he can't go to this track, he can't go to that track. So no, I don't think he violated the rules. I don't think he's, honestly, I mean, he's so lawyered up and he's not a stupid man. He wouldn't go break the rules now.
No, I agree.
That means he's going to be back though. If he's going to that, he's not worried about it.
Exactly.
I'll save my time. I'll go there. And if anything, I do think him being at the sales is a big middle finger up, being like, I'm not going anywhere.
What I was going to say.
Down in the front row and probably didn't even bid on anything, which I don't believe. But yeah.
He's not going to go in just hide. Hey, guys, I'm here. I'm still here. Sean Patrick Nolan, it's your birthday, man. Happy birthday, Sean.
Is it a birthday? Oh, Sean.
How are you celebrating with us?
Happy birthday. He's got to love those New England birthdays. You know, he's probably yet there eating. You know, they don't know what Jimmy's are here, by the way. This is for Sean Patrick on his birthday. If you said Jimmy's, Tom, what would that be? What would Jimmy's be?
You put it on like an ice cream sundae.
Oh my God. I told you this.
Or like you put it on like a, I guess you put on like a glazed donut. Yeah. Some people call them sprinkles, but yeah.
Do you call them Jimmy's there too?
Yeah.
Never mind. All right. Anyway, you probably eat grinders too.
No. I'm not that Delawarean. No, it's a hoagie.
No, that's Connecticut. That's not. Oh, Massachusetts.
Well, happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sean. That's awesome. There's no rules in Florida. That's funny. Maybe there's not. So.
No, it is. It is big. It is Bob just giving the big FU to everybody, saying, hey, I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere.
Dennis, do you call them sprinkles? Because you can't say normal people then. Hoagies, yeah, no, it's grinders. But anyway, yeah, no, Bob is definitely sitting there. I mean, listen, I think he would have did it anyway, but like gone there, obviously. But
he wasn't at the Texas.
What else is he doing right now? Why wouldn't he go? Even if he never went
before. What else is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear he might have a horse May 25th at Delaware Park. He's not suspended there.
Delaware will take you in. If they accepted Tom in, they'll accept anyone. Let's just face it.
That's true. That is true.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, guys. John. and hit that like subscribe button, right, Tom? You ended off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, thank you, everybody. We went for a push. We got over 1,000 this past weekend, and thanks for hanging out, you know, with our little show that could. And we keep on trying to put out good content a few times a week, and it's really appreciated. And but it's appreciated. It really is. And just, you can just spread the word. And I think everybody in here has liked it on the Twitter, shared it. It's awesome. And good luck, everybody, tomorrow. And hey, we're gonna have fun. We've got Derby coming up, and I'm sure Randy and Sarah, AJ, myself, Joe, will put some fun stuff together as we get closer. So everybody, thanks a lot. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we have a fun show coming up.
Randy, thank you for subbing in for my ill partner.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anytime. All right. I appreciate being here. See you later, everybody.